This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
So let's assume best case and assume things go as planned tonight. The government does open back up again tomorrow. What's that going to look like? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith did some calling around to find out.
What does it mean when the government reopens? That's a big question. For us out here, there will be a rush of claims.
Sylvia Kristen is a cattle rancher and the director for the South Dakota Stock Growers Association. The claims she's talking about are from a devastating storm that killed tens of thousands of cattle. Now thousands of ranchers are waiting to submit claims to the federal government for a partial reimbursement for their losses.
There are some ranchers that it will really be the difference between their small business being able to survive or not.
Dramas like this are playing out across the country as the shutdown puts people's lives on hold. And the problems won't vanish when the government reopens, says Max Steyer, head of the Partnership for Public Service.
It's going to be a mess. There's going to be a lot of work for a lot of people to untangle the last few weeks.
Mortgage applications, work permits, back pay for furloughed workers. Steyer says after the government reopens, people will have to wait weeks or even months to get the services they need. Meanwhile, the backlog will keep getting bigger.
There's real damage being done here.
Josh Bivens is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute.
There's a real loss of productivity both going into the shutdown and then another period of low productivity as you sort of ramp it all back up.
Bivens says this could permanently lower confidence in the U.S. economy, both for foreign investors and people just trying to get a mortgage application in. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.